Here's a thought I'll title, Obscurity is Inevitable. I distinctly remember in my youth being encouraged to consider the archival properties of my materials and archival processing techniques, all aimed at the longevity of my images, as one of the primary goals of processing my prints. Interestingly enough, I don't ever remember anyone telling me why that was critically important. It was just assumed that it was important that our work survive 50 or 100 years, when it would be valued by, what, generations yet unborn, I suppose. Assuming that aesthetics didn't change, assuming that media didn't change, but of course, it all does. And now that I've been in photography for 50 plus years, I can't help but notice that my bookshelves are filled with photographers who have more or less disappeared into the obscurity of time. And I know that's the fate for my work, too. I'm not sure it's important at all that I make archival prints, because who's going to want to look at my work 50 or 100 years from now? I'll be long forgotten. And that's true for every one of us, except a very few people. Yes, we remember Michelangelo. Yes, we remember Rembrandt. But think of all the other painters throughout history who have been thoroughly forgotten. And so many of them, if they're known, they're known only by a few academics who study them because it's their passion to do so. But as artists, as contributors, maybe it's not that important that we think so deeply and so critically and with such almost panic-level anxiety about our work. I remember once in a John Sexton lecture, him proposing that it would be really a good thing for photography if almost all of our work were eventually forgotten. Maybe he's right on that, even though it was, I think, intended as a humorous line. There may be some truth in it. Only the best should survive. And so if we sort of throw all that out the window and say it's not important that we think about the future will happen whether we think about it or not. Our work will survive into the distant future whether we think about it or not. What's really important? Well, doesn't it seem obvious that what's really important is for us to do the very best we can now, and that the people who are most likely to appreciate our work are the people that we meet, associate with, can get our work in front of now? We are all contemporary artists, whether we choose to focus on that or not, and our audience is primarily a contemporary audience. And if our audience extends beyond our contemporary mortality into 20 or 50 or 100 years, well, what a lovely benefit that is. And in that regard, I suppose there's no reason for us not to pursue archival properties of our prints and the hope of longevity. But I'm not sure it's worth counting on that. I think it is very definitely worthwhile thinking about other strategies for our work that are more contemporary with our own life, our own effort, our own peers, maybe our own family. The question about obscurity for our work is not a question of if, isn't it a question of when? I'm sad to report, as I suspect many of you can too, that a number of my photographic peers and friends, and even people we've published in Lenswork, are no longer with us. And I've watched their work become more and more lost in the mists of time. Except that for those of us who are alive and knew them and care about their work and collect their books, we keep their memory alive. But what happens when we're gone? Obscurity is inevitable. What is not inevitable, and what seems to me to be more valuable, is connection now with an audience that consists of our contemporaries. And looked at that way, photography becomes more of a social event than it does an historic one. But even so, eventually, obscurity is inevitable. It's the entropy of time. My initial temptation is to be discouraged by that. But the more I think about it, the more it gives me an incentive to connect with my contemporaries now, while I can, while we can share the art life and photography that we treasure so dearly.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.